You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct in North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, darling. Oh, Perry Lyons, New York City Celebrity Psychic, although currently I am in a hotel room in Westport, Connecticut. And all the trains were late. I would have put makeup on the train. I don't have any makeup on except lipstick, which feels like it's taking over the entire room. It's like red lipstick and the room. I'm in there somewhere. But I didn't put makeup on in the train because I could hear my Mayflower mom's voice in my head saying, darling, we don't put makeup on in public. So I guess we don't. Anyway, I'm very happy to see you. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here. And we should all be feeling a little perky and a little hopeful. Perky and hopeful, two good things, because tonight is a new moon and Taurus. So new moons are really good for setting intentions. We're starting a new cycle of something we want in our lives. In my case, that would be eye makeup. And if it's in Taurus, because Taurus is ruled by Venus, and Taurus, I love Tauruses. All of my best friends are Tauruses, except for the ones who aren't. Taurus is ruled by Venus, which means it's very, very attuned to beauty, to kind of approaching things in a loving way, also in a stubborn way. They are Tauruses. And here's the other thing. So Taurus is also about, because it's an earth sign, Taurus is usually has to do with growing things in the garden and getting your hands in the earth. So a terrific time to plant new stuff if you're a gardener, traditionally. It's also a good time to make intentions about love and beauty, if that's your thing. How you do that is up to you. Now, I pulled three cards on the train. It took like three trains, a bus, and a dog sled to get here. But thank you for my friend Nancy for paying for a hotel room. It was really, really nice. Yay, Nancy. Yay. Okay. Where was I going with this? Sorry. Oh, so I pulled my three cards for the tarot weather, tarot psychic weather, which, say it with me, is just like regular weather, only less damaging to crops. Whoops, can't talk. So I pulled the three cards. Then I left the entire pack on the train. So what I'm going to do is describe the three cards I pulled for the tarot weather this week. I hope you brought your imagination. And if you happen to be taking the Metro North train, if you get on it after Westport, you got a free deck of tarot cards, brand new, all for you. All right, the first card that I picked for this week, and as we all know, the tarot weather starts today, goes for the next week. And the card I pulled for the first part of the week was the moon card. The moon card is interesting. It means a lot of different things. I'm kind of an old-fashioned reader. To me, the moon card often means that the truth is being hidden a bit in your life. So you're either maybe lying to yourself about something, or somebody else is kind of lying to you about something. The moon also has to do with, how can I put this? It's a very mysterious card, which is probably why I'm having a little trouble describing it. But if you get the moon card for this week, just be aware that somebody might be pulling a fast one in your immediate vicinity. They might either be fibbing about a situation. It could also mean that you're lying to yourself about a situation, but I don't know. This feels more like somebody around you is kind of pulling the wool over your eyes. Okay, the second card I picked. Oh, hi, Patricia. I'll be with you in two shakes of a lamb's tail. I said that because from Kentucky. No problem. I love Kentucky. It's beautiful. Okay, second card, which is the weekend this week that I pulled, was the World card, which is interesting. The World card means essentially you doing something only you can do in a way only you can do it. So between the new moon cycle that just started and the intentions that you're setting, one of the intentions might be to pick something to do, whether it's in work or as a hobby or something that really lights you up. So sometimes we need to sort of rediscover excitement in our own lives. And the World card means that this is a great time to kind of ask your guides or ask yourself, what's exciting me right now? And what is there about me that I can take more into the world and perhaps monetize that or just use it to get maybe a little farther up in my day job or doing something that excites me? I don't think I'm putting this very well, possibly because I ran all the way from the train to the hotel room. But so when we get the World card, it also means we're going to be getting positive attention for something that kind of is very unique to us. The third card I got, and hang on there, Miss Kentucky, I'll be with you in a second. The third card I picked and left in the train. Thanks, love. Appreciate it. Was the Empress card. And the Empress card has a lot to do with motherhood, with wifehood. It can be an older woman who's kind of established and wise and has her own resources, gives very good advice. When I get the Empress card in a reading, I often tell my client that if they don't want to be having a child in the next 9 months or so, they should probably take the appropriate precautions. Or it could be somebody around you who's expecting or might even give birth this week. So those are the cards for this week. Thank you for listening. And Darlin, tell me your first name again. It went off the screen. Oh, cool. Patricia. That's a lovely name. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. I like to connect to people through their birthdays. So if you could tell me when your birthday is, that would be awesome.
December 2nd, 1960.
Oh, cool. So that makes you, that's Year of the Rat, which doesn't sound good, but it's actually fabulous. Rats are great communicators. And they're very much like Sagittariuses, who are also great communicators. And very truth-telling. Do you find that you tell the truth more often than you want to?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great quality. It's not always an easy quality to have, but it's one of my favorite qualities to have in other people. You're very straightforward. And I really like this. You kind of don't pull any punches when you're telling people, yeah. And you know, people need really straightforward responses. Straightforward people need a very good mirroring of who they are in an honest way. So, how can I help you today, love?
Well, excuse me. I had a child to die at 15 years old. She was struck by a car and killed. And that's really, I don't know how to explain this, but it's put a wedge between my daughters. I have three other daughters and me because I took it so hard and I wasn't there for them as much as I could have been or should have been because I was grieving and very depressed. She died suddenly, and I wasn't able to view her body, or it was a disappearing act. And I had a very hard time. And now they won't have anything to do with me because, well, you know, it causes some mental illness, and I'm just going to be honest.
Oh yeah.
And you know what, depression and all. And well, they're accusing me of things now, such as abuse. But luckily, I have one son who lived with me until he was 27, and he saw the way I was with my kids. So he's defending me 100%. No.
What I want to tell you is, I think that's the hardest thing any human being can go through on this planet. Losing, having your child go before you. Oh, the friends of mine who have suffered that. It takes years to get over, if ever.
I will never get over it. Never.
No, you don't get over it. And I'm so terribly sorry for your loss. Although, I'm kind of getting a sense of who she is, and she's delightful, and she's very much
delightful. Is right.
She's very so nice. Delightful. She's funny and almost elfin or fairy like, or something very sparkly about her. Just she's really sweet. She had a beautiful name too.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an old fashioned first name.
I don't know. One I heard on a movie. I don't know if it's an old thing or not. I heard it on a movie, and I just at the time I was very young, only 17, and I fell in love with the name.
What do you mind if I ask what the name was?
Are you getting anything at all?
Yeah, no, that's the first of all, I was trying to see, I'm getting a name. It's not Gwendolyn or Guinevere, but it's a very pretty old fashioned name. So that's what I was asking.
That's my niece's name, but, they did modeling together. But anyway, her name is Shauna.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. She passed 3 years ago?
30.
Oh, golly.
So
I got the three. I didn't see the zero. Sorry about that. Okay. I think that your daughters need, I'm sorry that your daughters lack compassion. I lost my mom, I had a hard time getting out of bed for 2 years. So I can't imagine what you went through. I also think that somebody needs to tell your daughters that that was then and this is now. And blaming you or beating you up because they're not happy with themselves or their lives is not going to make them any happier. So I'm sorry they're doing that. It's just, but you're very straightforward. You can tell them, listen, stop it. I did the best I could. And you did. You did the best you knew how at the time. And then, listen, they made it to adulthood. They're still alive when you get home at the end of the day when they're kids. You've done your job. Your first daughter is, when I say she's delightful, that's because I do kind of get her in front of me. Did she do her hair kind of like curly, like wavy and hairspray?
She did, but I tell you, a week before she passed, she cut her hair to a bob. And I was so angry, but you know, it suited her and she was really cute.
Oh, she's adorable. What I see a lot is they'll present like who they looked like most of the time. So,
that's what she looked like most of the time.
Did she have kind of sandy hair and kind of hazel eyes?
Yes.
Okay. I got her. She loves you a lot. She's also not thrilled with her sisters. One thing, also, you had a very cute nickname for her.
Shawnee, and it's on her marker, on her graphic.
Yes. Oh, that's adorable. Shawnee. Yeah, they were showing me the color of honey, and I was like, is it sandy? No, that's not it. And then she was very sweet. She's very much with you. What I would suggest doing, and this is going to sound a little crazy, but I found out the people we love on the other side, they like doing jobs for us. Like if we give them sort of an assignment, So you can kind of, you can ask her to help you out, maybe talk to her sisters and tell them not to be such nudniks, which is a Yiddish word meaning dope. When my, after my dad passed, I asked him to help me get some press because I needed, I was supporting my mom at the time. I needed to make more money. And 2 days later, I got a call from New Yorker magazine. So I found that, it sounds crazy, but I found that when I give people who pass like small jobs, they really come through. I'm sorry that your daughters are being dopes. Sometimes people just act like dopes and you don't deserve that. You did the best you could. You did a great job with Shauna. She is telling me she had a very happy childhood. You guys used to dance around together and you'd go outside and have like picnics and in nature, a lot of nature. And she really had a very fairy child kind of aspect to her, almost kind of magical. I really like her. Is her birthday near yours? No, that's not right. Yeah. Hold on. It's her birthday.
Yes, it was. It is.
All right. Then it's definitely her. She says, I love you. And she said, don't worry about the girls. They'll come to their senses. You know, and if they don't, honestly, what kind of person reproaches their mom for mourning a lost child? Everybody does the best, pretty much everybody. I can think one or two exceptions, but everybody does the best they know how to do at the time. And it sounds like your girls are pretty happy and healthy. So you did your job. I like your son. He's very cool.
Oh,
if he's single, tell me, call me.
Wonderful.
So, all right, my love, I hope that helps because honey is really very present with you. And she's really kind of mad at her sisters. Yeah, she's very present. She's about 5'4" to 5'6"
Yes.
And slender.
Oh, very, very.
Yeah, narrow shoulders, small bones, long legs. Yeah. Lovely, lovely girl. She's almost like a dancer.
Well, I was told right after she died that she was in heaven doing ballerina, you know, ballet.
What? She has a very ballerina quality to her, so I can definitely see that very much. But, you know, it's rather nice on the other side. I'm not suggesting people go there fast, but.
No, no, no.
She's very happy.
I'm going to wait for my time.
She's very much with you. Yeah, please do. We need you. And your daughters will come back around. You can just tell them, to cut it out. I think you're too nice to them. I think you sometimes play into their game of like blaming you. Just say, cut it out. I did the best I could. Grow up. Or have them call me.
Well,
I'll say it
I do have to add they married terrible men.
Yes, they did. All of them did. I don't know why.
Yes.
All their men are controlling, small-minded, and bigots. Sorry.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I have some Sagittarius merch. Yeah, not good guys. But, you know, you choose people you feel safe with. They kind of remind me, the way they're acting right now, they remind me of Cinderella's three wicked stepsisters. But I think basically they're good girls. I think they just have to get over this entitlement nonsense. So next time they start blaming you for stuff, just say, I did the best I could. Let's move on, shall we? That's what my mom used to do. If I wasn't getting the picture and I wanted to argue about something, she'd just say, let's move on, shall we? And I'd be like, but Mom, let's move on, shall we? She just keeps saying it. It's actually a great technique. Because if she can shut me up, it could shut anybody up. All right. Patricia, thank you so much for being here. Lovely to meet you. And thank you for introducing me to your daughter.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye.